Merry Christmas.
It's time for Missouri's radio show about recreational boating.
Merry Christmas.
Bow to stern, port to starboard. It's a special holiday edition of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Merry Christmas.
So, let's head down to the docks and see what's happening this week.
Good Saturday morning to you. Thanks for joining us here on this Saturday morning in the brand new time period. It's 10:06. Yes, it is. Good morning. Well, let's see. Coming up on our program today in the next hour, we're going to be talking about some new navigation lights. We've got an Around the Waterfront news segment we're going to be sharing with you and some information about Deck the Docks and Lake Race. Plus, we're going to be bringing you some interviews from the Docks Expo, which was held just recently. Sarah Orlando is with the Clean Marinas Program in the state of Ohio. We're going to be talking to her. And also the Marina Industries Association's membership coordinator is Merritt Alves. Merritt's going to spend a little time with us talking about some of the issues that our marinas are facing and how their association helps them cope and deal with some problems. Then we're going to share with you some audio from just a week or maybe two ago. Ron Dugan from The Shootout was on with KB here at KRMS a couple of three mornings back. Anyway, we'll have Ron's comments on some things that are changing with The Shootout. And we'll have all of that for you coming up in our third segment today. And then we're going to wrap up the show with some discussion with Tim Jacobson, who will be in studio to talk about Eagle Days. Eagle Days coming up in January, and we'll have all the details of that coming up for you as well. Well, we mentioned the docks cruises, and boy, we had a great time the other night on the Benefactor's cruise. Wednesday night, a little snowy, but it's going on, and people are really having a great time. We've got eight more cruises available between now and December 30th. We have cruises on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And to make your reservations for the cruise, you can call 480-3212 or go to cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. And I believe on the website it shows you how many openings or vacancies there are on the passenger manifest for each of the cruises just ahead of us. And all of these cruises are a fundraising effort for our very own Dogwood Animal Shelter. Last year, $30,000 was raised. And we could potentially go over that this year. We've had some very, very good cruises, and the Benefactor's cruise was quite successful. So, if you're a business or if you're a homeowner or dock owner up and down between the 11 and the 21-mile markers, decorate up for us. I know that the folks up at Shawnee Bluff Winery got some decorations up this past week, and we do appreciate that. J.B. Hooks is decorated now, and some others up and down. So please, if you're decorating, be sure you let the folks at cruiselakeoftheozarks.com know. You can call them and tell them, 480-3212, for more information or to make your reservations. It's only $25 a person, and all of the food is donated, and the entertainment is donated as well. Well, if you have an older boat, your navigation lights can be replaced by you and provide much better, much brighter signaling for other boats to see you than your original nav lights. I recently replaced mine on the port starboard and stern. I took out the old bulb lights and put in some new LED navigation lights from Hella Marine. That's H-E-L-L-A Marine.com. Now, the ones I installed are called the NavLED Pro Series, N-A-V-L-E-D Pro Series. They are heavy-duty, ultra-energy efficient, and reliable for long-term use. And you can see a YouTube video that I put together showing the installation and the changeover. And that's available for you on YouTube. Just search Bob's No Wake Zone and you'll find it. And they have a website called hellamarine.com. That's H-E-L-L-A marine.com. Well, some Around the Waterfront news for you this morning. The Boat U.S. National Advisory Council, a panel of 11 national boating leaders who serve as a sounding board for Boat U.S., gathered this past week with senior Boat U.S. leaders at St. Simons Island in Georgia to discuss key issues affecting recreational boating. Topics of the day-long agenda included a discussion of the future and direction of recreational boating and a look at the post-election political landscape in Washington and what it means for recreational boaters. High on the list of federal legislative issues was the renewable fuel standard. Of course, that's changed already. The Florida Everglades algae bloom issue and recreational fishing policy in marine protected areas On the boating safety side, the group looked at the vulnerability of the GPS system and new emergency signaling devices and flares and discussed changes in vessel stability and capacity plates. Boat U.S. leadership included CEO Kirk Law, Boat U.S. Foundation President Chris Edmonston, Boat U.S. Foundation Vice President Susan Shingledecker, Boat U.S. VP is Heather Loheat, Government Affairs Senior Program Manager David Kennedy, and Vice President of Public Affairs Scott Croft. Joining the group was Beth Schwartz, the wife of the late Boat U.S. founder Richard Schwartz. Okay, so I know it's kind of winterish, but it's still a good time to talk to Pete at Paradise Upholstery and Canvas and Carpet, because over the winter months is when they do a lot of the work. You'd think, well, they're just going to shut down for the winter. No. They're very, very busy. They're going out making measurements. They're picking up people's, bench seats and all of that stuff, taking them back to the shop to get them redone, working on canvas covers and those kind of things. Get a hold of Paradise Pete if you've got some work that you want to have done over the winter months. Now's the time to call, because you'll want to get on that list. Boat covers, custom interiors, interior restoration, biminis and enclosures, they do it all, including custom carpets. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, Pete, Pam, Emily, Kayla, Sizar, and Amelia. And when duct tape just won't do, get a hold of Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. 573-216-7214, ParadiseUpholstery.com. You can also click the links on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, see some YouTube videos of kind of the work they do, a little sped-up fashion, and you can also see the website link right there. Paradise Upholstery and Canvas, again, the number 573-216-7214. In other Around the Waterfront news, a family of heroes has been honored by the Coast Guard. The label Good Samaritan doesn't quite cut it for the Carricker family. They should be called simply heroes. The family of five saved 17 passengers from a sinking whale-watching boat back in July up in Alaska. And the Coast Guard Captain Shannon Green, Juneau, Alaska's sector commander, presented the Carricker family with this nice award. The Carricker family is, just started boating just recently. And the wife of the family, Erin Carricker, said she hopes the recognition helps spread the lessons she learned from the ordeal. It really happened fast. The boat sunk in 3 minutes. If we weren't there, there was really no one else around. So you really need to be prepared and have an actual plan, just like you would for a house fire. Alaska State Trooper Aaron Frenzel and Coast Guard Boating Safety Official Mike Folkerts presented the award alongside Captain Green. And the Carrickers had only been boating since, I guess, early summer, and they were out on July 31st, and they were cruising in the newly purchased boat. It was called Sia. They were near the south end of the Aran Island, a rocky knob of the middle of the favorite channel. At 12:45, the family day of fishing turned into a crisis. The Big Red, a dolphin jet boat tours vessel, struck a reef just yards from their location. The Carrickers first had to navigate close enough to the boat to begin deboarding the tourists along with those getting up on the bow and also trying to avoid that reef themselves. They piled 17 passengers onto their 10-passenger boat, more than doubling the capacity of 22. 14 passengers made it onto the Sia, while three hung onto the sides of the Big Red. As it slipped under, the family was able to pull those three on board, and including the captain of the ship, and got them all back to safety. So congratulations and a well-deserved honor for the Carrick family from Alaska. Well, wrapping up our Around the Waterfront news section this morning, all you kayakers out there, Zach Schwinski, the New Yorker who kayaks to work. For many of us, the morning commute can be a dreaded necessity, featuring traffic and troubling proximities to strangers. But Zach Schwinski, it's a blissful escape from the nonstop hustle of New York City life. He takes his kayak from across the river, and he goes all the way over to Manhattan. It takes him about 20 minutes to go from Hoboken, New Jersey, to the get on the Hudson River and across to Manhattan where he works. So you've been asking Santa for a boat, huh? Well, give the gift of boating with no payments until spring from our friends at Marine Max at Lake of the Ozarks. The location 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard or up on the Osage Beach Parkway right at the entrance to the Outlet Mall. Either location can take care of you. And again, they've got a special offer going on. Joy to the Family Sales Event, where there's no payments until spring. Check them out or give them a call at 573 365-5382. Well, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show is going to take our first break of the show. We're on our brand new time period starting at 10 o'clock, 10:06 a.m. And we thank you so much for joining us here on News Talk KRMS. We'll be back shortly on 1150 a.m., 97.5, 104.9, and on KRMSradio.com. How about some Christmas music for you? Here are the Gatlins this morning.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff, let's dream about the future.
If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Hey, we're going to make it through December, aren't we? That's Merle Haggard bringing us back into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. Hey, a good morning to you. Coming up next, we'll be talking with Sarah Orlando. She is with the Clean Marinas Program from Ohio. Also, the Marina Industries Association's marketing membership person, Merritt Alves, is going to be with us. Later on, Ron Dugan with the shootout and Tim Richardson talking about Eagle Days. You know, the Hydrohoist Marine Group has all kinds of boat lifts in the traditional blue color or black. They'll bring them to you either way. Tanks are now available in that original blue color, or a lot of people are asking for the new black tanks. Whatever you desire, they've got them for you, and they've got them in all different sizes. Get a hold of Joanne Clark. She's located in Lynn Creek. She's our Missouri Hydrohoist of the Ozarks location right there on U.S. Highway 54. You can look up more information on the lifts, not only for your boat, but also for your PWC at boatlift.com. Contact Joanne at her office, 573-346-7505, or you can email her at jclark@boatlift.com. We talked with K.O. Grauer and also Eric Farley, a couple of their representatives, at the recent Docks Expo. We'll have some interviews with them coming up in the next couple of weeks. Again, Joanne Clark, the area manager at Hydrohoist of the Ozarks in Lynn Creek, 573-346-7505. Sarah Orlando is the program manager for the Ohio Clean Marinas Program, and let's talk a little bit about this organization, Sarah, and what is it that you all do with the Clean Marinas Program there in Ohio?
Absolutely. So there's kind of a two-way approach that we implement our Clean Marinas Program. The first, and really how we started, is we work with the marina owners. So the idea is it's an industry-based voluntary program where we encourage marina owners to implement best management practices to improve air and water quality. And invasive species is absolutely one of those things that we're trying to, it absolutely affects water quality in the state of Ohio. Zebra mussels, quagga mussels have actually, in some cases, made our harmful algal blooms worse. So they're absolutely tied in into our water quality, and we engage our marine owners through educating their boaters. So it's kind of a trickle-down effect. So we encourage our marine owners to put signage at their boat ramps to provide education to their boaters about steps that they can take to help prevent the spread of invasive species. And in that way, we're kind of indirectly affecting the recreational boating community in Ohio.
You know, all of us downstream from there have been affected, some more than others.
Yeah.
But some of the efforts around the country to clean, drain, and dry, you know, that campaign to help the spread. And with all the fishermen and the fishing tournaments and all that, it's very easy to get all that stuff spread.
Yeah.
What is your background? Obviously, you have a background in this to be able to do what you're doing in Ohio.
Yeah. So my undergrad is from Wittenberg University in Ohio. It's about 40 minutes west of Columbus, and my degree is in biology and marine science. There's a minor there. I spent some time at the Duke Marine Lab in North Carolina studying marine policy, and then I ended up getting my master's in marine resources management from the Texas A&M University at Galveston. So I'm born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, went down the path of marine biology, and I had a little experience my junior year of college at a place called Stone Laboratory. That's a field station owned by Ohio State. It's an island out in the middle of Lake Erie. Pretty neat.
Oh.
I was able to do some research on round gobies, which is an invasive species that's been in Lake Erie for a while. And really, I can pinpoint back to that point. I fell in love with Lake Erie at that time. And even though I kept going the route of marine biology in grad school, I still kept thinking about the Great Lakes. So when I graduated, I came back home and couldn't be happier. I think the Great Lakes are something that we take for granted. And part of my job and my role is I see helping to protect our water quality for generations to come.
When you are doing a session like you're doing here at the Docs Expo, what are some of the challenges or questions that the marina owners or operators might ask you? What are the top couple of questions that they have?
Sure, yeah. From the perspective of Ohio, some of the main issues that we're dealing with, one is dredging. With changes in lake levels, whether it's highs or lows, just the uncertainty of the future, that's a challenge. We want to be there for our marina owners, both for information on how to even just get a dredging permit, you know, where do you start, for some of our marinas if they're new marina owners. And then in the long term, we're looking at trying to switch over to beneficial use of dredge material. So instead of dumping dredge material, for example, in Ohio in Lake Erie, we're looking at alternative ways to utilize that material as a beneficial source of sediment.
Oh.
So those are some things that we have partnerships. We have we work with a lot of state agencies, local city groups. So those are some things we're doing there. Another big question that we get in the state of Ohio is in regards to harmful algal blooms. We've had some significant harmful algal blooms over the past decade. And that's a role that we help our clean marinas fill, is we say, you know, through being a clean marina, they're helping to impact water quality and be a part of the big picture in helping to reduce the potential of harmful algal blooms in Ohio.
Is that the blue-green algae?
Yes.
That's what we call it in Kansas, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. It's also known as cyanobacteria. People call it HAVs. But, yeah, it's basically it's a water quality issue. It can cause a drinking water problem. And it's really caused by nutrient loading or nutrient runoff of phosphorus and nitrogen. So we work with our marine owners. Everybody plays a role is the way we see it. We have partners that work with other stakeholder groups, but we work with our marine owners and engage them and keep them as a part of the solution.
So last question would be, Sarah, how does somebody around the country get more information about what you do and maybe contact you?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Bob. So the wonderful thing is Ohio is not the only clean marina program. In fact, we are late to join the program. There are clean marina programs all across the country. I encourage you, if you live in a coastal state or even if not, reach out. There's a national clean marina program, and then in the Great Lakes, we have what's called a Great Lakes Clean Marina Network. So if you go to glcleanmarina.org, there's free resources for anybody across the United States with great best practices for any marina, whether we're talking inland marinas, coastal marinas, freshwater, or marine. And you're welcome to use those resources at any time. There's also access to an online classroom that has fantastic, it's basically a full course on clean marinas that anybody can take across the country.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Sarah, thank you so much. The website is glcleanmarina.org. Met up with Sarah at the recent Docs Expo over at St. Charles, Missouri. That's where we also met Merritt Alves. She is membership coordinator for the Association of Marina Industries. So your international organization provides some help to marina operators and owners. Tell us a little bit about what you offer.
So the member benefits are we have a newsletter and a weekly news watch that goes out with marina news in the industry. So you get a member rate for our conference, which is the International Marina and Boatyard Conference that we hold annually in January in Fort Lauderdale every year, which is the largest marina boatyard conference. We have a training arm, which we train marina managers to become certified marina operators or certified marina managers, and that worldwide. So you take an intermediate course followed by an advanced course, and then you apply for certification.
All right. Now, I notice you do a lot of things. You've got conferences like we've been talking about, the management training and that kind of thing. You also are involved in legislative issues that the marinas are facing around the country and around the world.
Now, we have a legislative person that does that. His name is Eric. And right now, he's actually doing a lot of data collection for us in that on that branch and on that arm, so that we want to be have all the information in the marina industry. People come to us. We're going to be the expert voice in the marina industry.
What do you hear when you're talking to these people, these marina operators and owners, about what their maybe their first couple of big problems are? What are the biggest problems that the marinas face that they might have you guys work on for them?
A lot of times they like us to put them in contact with people that can help them. So they might have marina electrical issues. We can put them in touch with people like that. They could have Army Corps issues. We can put them in touch with people like that. So we kind of connect them with people that can help them.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's what the association is for, and that's what networking is about. That's what you got on your big sign right here. So, All right. Now, if somebody would like more information, if there's someone out there listening that owns a marina or is an operator or wants to get into managing marinas, how do they get a hold of you?
MAlves@marinaassociation.org, or you can call us. We have an 800 number. Or
what's your website?
Yeah, it's marinaassociation.org.
Marinaassociation.org. Okay, very good.
You got it.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
That website again is marinaassociation.org. Merritt Alves, thanks very much. We sure appreciate it. Thanks, and great meeting you down at the Docs Expo. They're also the organization that puts together the National Marina Day celebration coming up in, I think it's in June each year. Well, you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show in our new time period. It's coming up on 10:31. Ron Dugan's going to have some comments for us about Shootout coming up. We're going to talk about Eagle Days, too. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues, we thank you for joining us here on this Saturday morning on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM Laurie, 104.9 FM Osage Beach, and on live streaming audio on KRMSradio.com. Be right back.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they're also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Saturday morning, 10:35, it's Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. That's right. In our new time period, 10 to 11 o'clock now on Saturdays. Thanks so much for being with us. Ron Dugan was on the radio station this past week or so and talked a little bit about some things that are going to be going on with the shootout, changes for 2017, and we're going to replay some of that interview for you in the section of our program that's just ahead. You know, don't leave home without the Boat US app. It's available for you right now on the Google Play or the App Store that you go to access many unique features, weather, member services locator. You can call for a tow with a push of a button right there. Digital membership card, helpful boating tips, tips and more. And the membership is only $24 a year. Now, I would encourage you, if you are on a lake like Lake of the Ozarks that has a tow boat on it, you might want to spend a little extra money and get that freshwater towing package. So for $72 a year, you've got your membership and that unlimited on-water towing from our guys at Towboat US. Wherever you might be around the country where you see those red towboat vessels, you can sign up with those operators, or you can do it through the website. Go to bobsnowakezone.com. You'll see click links for the 50th anniversary of Boat US. You can click that, or you can click on the Towboat US logo. If you want to make it even simpler, here at Lake of the Ozarks, just call Captain Dave Anderson at 573-216-3890. That's 216-3890. He'll be more than happy to take care of your renewal or a brand new membership and that right over the telephone. Of course, they are out at your disposal for towing and battery jumps, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery. And you say, well, I don't need that right now, but you never know. They're right there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can count on them. Captain Charlie Meyer and Captain Dave Anderson right here at the Towboat US facilities at Lake of the Ozarks. 216-3890. To get you right in there with Captain Dave Anderson. Well, the shootout for next year is not until August of 2017, but the planning committee has already met numerous times, and there are some changes that are going to be coming about that we wanted to make you aware of for next year. And so Ron Dugan appeared on the morning show here at KRMS with KB. And first comments are in regards to the street party and the meet and greet and the mini shootout.
You know, everything went really well. We had a little, you know, little issue over at the meet and greet on the strip, you know, but it was, you know, and we've already put things in place to correct that, what we're going to do this next year, and I think it's going to work great. In fact, I've already mentioned it to the police department over there. And we're going to leave the center lane open. And we're going to park boats down on both sides mm-hmm. of the strip. And that way, because we had a little issue with, you know, when you have a tilt trailer in front of another smaller boat, it gets so close and you can't really take pictures of the boat and you can't see it very well. And so it kind of creates some issues. And a lot of times those tilt trailers, they're not all facing the same way. You know, you have one tilted one way and another one tilted the other way. Well, that causes some problems. And so what we're going to do is we're going to put the boats, some on one side, some on the other side, leave the middle wide open, leave plenty of room for pictures, plenty of room to see everybody. If you have a tilt trailer that goes one way, you're on one side and the opposite on the other. So really is going to eliminate a lot of issues. That center will be open for emergency vehicles if that is required, but it should go a lot smoother. And really, other than that, everything went really well, and I say that cautiously, you know, because you never know what will happen and what comes up. But we, you know, we moved the mini shootout up to Haha Tonka up at the Springs, and that went fantastic. We're already in discussions and working on applications with the Department of Revenue and the state parks, you know, to have that back there again this year. And we weren't sure how that was going to go, and we're definitely going to go back there again. We're going to add another additional shuttle bus. Our parking lots were right at the max last year, and if we're going to grow it, you know, we're going to have to expand that a little bit. So we'll run another shuttle bus, but really, you know, other than that, everything really went well, and we had a great year, and everything went very smooth. We have such experienced people now that are putting on the shootout, from all the volunteers, you know, from parking to the dock people, and I mean, we have a really experienced crew. So it goes really smooth and makes my job a lot easier. And, you know, I tend to kick back on Sunday and kind of wonder what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's kind of nice.
The other area that you may have heard a little bit about, and that is the race course or the shootout race course is going to be reduced from 1 mile down to 3/4 of a mile. Let's get Ron's comment on that.
You know, there's been a lot of instances, not at not at our on our course, but on other courses around the country and different what they call speed events, and then also in addition to that, some poker run and just a lot of people that are involved in the racing community that have lost their lives over the last couple of years, and it's raised a lot of eyebrows, and you know, and you know, they're out there to have fun, and then what's happening is they're putting so much power in pleasure boats, and you know, to try to get a little more speed out of them, a little more speed. Well, you know, some of those boats weren't really made for that. You know, they're made to go out on the Lake of the Ozarks on a Saturday afternoon and go have fun. They weren't necessarily made to go 170 miles an hour or whatever. So there's been some concern over the last few years, and Chief Dorhauer and I have discussed this quite a bit, and you know, he's mentioned some concerns. And then when we had a couple guys that did really well at the shootout, Gar Taggy and Jim Melly, they went 194 miles an hour in an open canopy, you know, open cockpit boat. And, you know, it was a safe run at the shootout here. And I didn't think they had anything else to prove. Well, apparently they did, and they were trying to get that boat to 200 miles an hour, which I think they actually did. But a few weeks after the shootout, they were in Virginia, and that boat flipped, and both the gentlemen were killed. And it really kind of put a little shockwave into everybody that, hey, you know, we're doing this for fun, and some of these guys aren't going home to their families. So some, you know, and again, we've talked about it for 4 or 5 years. I mean, ever since Dave Scott went 208 miles an hour, we've talked about it every year about shortening the course, you know, making it, you know, going 3/4 mile. They tried it down at Glock. It worked really well for them. But a lot of the racers didn't like it because 3 weeks later they're coming to the shootout, and or 4 weeks later, and we're at a mile course. And so they're having to reset their whole boat, their whole setup. And it was costing them a lot of money to do that. And so the Glock actually in the second year went back to a mile course this last year because of that. Anyway, I had a lot of discussion, had the guys from Glock, the guys from Texas Outlaw Challenge. We had a lot of discussions on the phone. And then I kind of sent out a little note to a lot of the racers, some of the manufacturers, you know, people like Bob Teague, you know, Randy Sism, John Kosker, some guys that really know the equipment. But I also sent it out to, you know, our pontoon guys, you know, Brad Rowland, Brad Harrington, you know, Tim Kowalski, some just regular guys that are running, you know, running about anywhere from 70 to 110 miles an hour, whatever. And I wanted to get an input from everybody. And of course, you know, our board was very involved in this. And really the consensus was, the concern was the horsepower being put in pleasure boats. And we're such an amateur driven event. You know, we have very few professionals that are coming out running like they do at the SBIs down in Key West or Lake Race and those things. Those are professional racers. They have the whole setup, the canopy boats, you know, and all that. We don't have that. I mean, we're running amateurs in pleasure boats. And so that was a major concern for us is the horsepower. And so we wanted to do something to make sure these guys and gals are going home to their families. This was the biggest impact we thought we could have without jeopardizing the integrity of the event, which was really a concern. I mean, we still want to make it exciting for people. We want to make it an event that the spectator crowd is enjoying and having fun with. You know, we talked about starting at an idle speed, keep it at a one-mile course. We determined through some of this discussion that it was going to be too much of a stress on the boats, on the engines. Plus, it was going to create a large wake for our spectators. You know, we have a lot of boats out there, and all of a sudden you got this great big wake at the beginning that's going to cause these spectator boats to be bouncing around, knocking into each other. You know, well, we didn't want that either. So we actually left the rolling speed, as we call it, at 40 miles an hour, which is what we've had for, I don't know, ever since we've had it. And we just decided to shorten the course to lower those speeds a little bit because what we were seeing was if there was a crash in some of these speed events, it was happening right toward the finish line or right at the 1 mile. And so we thought, you know, if we move this back to 3/4 mile, the smaller boats are already at speed at 3/4 mile. It's not going to affect them at all. Most of those boats will get to their top speed at 3/4 mile. But it was the real high speeds that And those were, you know, where some accidents were happening.
And another area of concern is that of the no-wake zone following the shootout on Saturday. There's going to be a public meeting coming up in January, and we'll keep you posted about that. Chance for you to come and voice your opinion. Time for a quick break. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show in our new time, 10 to 11 o'clock on Saturday mornings. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be right back on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, KRMSradio.com with live streaming. And, oh, look here, Tim Jacobson from CVB is in studio. Be talking to him next about Eagle Days. Yeah.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet, you will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sleep, let's dream about the future.
Well, a little Steve Miller Band this morning, yeah. They'll fly like an eagle. We're going to talk Eagle Days with Tim Jacobson from FunLake.com in just a moment. As Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show rolls on here on a Saturday morning in our new time period, and a thank you for joining us here. It's about 10:49 on Saturday morning, and I'd like to welcome on a new advertiser in our program, Smart Postal Centers here in Lake of the Ozarks at Osage Beach. Packing, shipping, copy, print, signs and banners, graphics, they do it all. And right now, of course, you probably don't need to pack or ship anything. If you do, this is a good place to take what you have. They've got various services available from regular mail to UPS to FedEx. They can do whatever, give you lots of opportunities and options, if you will, for packing and shipping. If you're a new business around and you need some business cards or, you know, brochures or a banner or any kind of signs, that kind of stuff, color copies, they can do all that for you. Put booklets together or catalogs. They really can do it all. If you're a contractor and you need blueprints copied, they've got a great big huge blueprint machine that can do that as well. They're good people to work with. I've worked with them for, I don't know what, 3 or 4 years, I guess, now. Tim, we appreciate you very much. Tim Gardner is the owner of the place, and Jessica Thompson is the one that does all the graphics work, and she is fabulous. Those of you that come to boat shows see my banners, and those banners are done by Smart Postal Centers. Stop by and see them. They're right there on Osage Beach Parkway in Osage Beach, right across from Bandanas. The folks at Smart Postal Centers, they'll take care of you. Well, good morning and welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. In studio with us this morning, Tim Jacobson from the Lake of the Ozarks CVB and FunLake.com. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me here today.
Absolutely. Great to see you. We're going to talk about a boat that's going to be involved in this event later. But first of all, we want to talk about Eagle Days, which is going to be held in the first part of January. So, Tim, give us the dates for the event first.
Sure. The 2017 Ameren Missouri's Eagle Days will be January the 7th and January the 8th.
All right. Now, you mentioned Ameren, mm-hmm. So let's first go there. What has Ameren stepped up to do this year?
Yeah, Ameren came on as a major sponsor of the event. If we look at the history of this event, it's been going on for many years, and at one point it was an event that was funded through the Missouri Department of Conservation. It was executed by the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce. And at some point, several years ago, Department of Natural Resources ran into some shortfalls in their budget and cut quite a few of the Eagle Day programs across the state, including the one here at Lake of the Ozarks. So we partnered with the Lake Area Chamber of Commerce, and we brought on the Master Naturalist, Lake of the Ozarks chapter, and then Facelift Marketing, Michelle Cook and her group. And we kind of combined our efforts to keep the event here in the lake area. So it's been going on for several years in that fashion. Ameren, able to come on this year as a major sponsor and bring some additional funds, has allowed us to not only extend the program during the actual days of the event, but in addition, we are going into 10 different schools doing 13 different programs with the Live Eagles here in December in front of about 5,000 elementary kids in the four county area, or the four school districts, Versailles, Eldon, Camden, and Osage. So it's really exciting to be able to do that. Send a safety message. You know, Ameren is helping us with that, about wear your life jacket, and then obviously the shock issue with the docks. We're trying to address that with the younger kids as well. And then they get a chance to see about a 30-minute program presented by Dickerson Park Zoo with a live eagle. And then we're able to send them home with postcards and promote the event for January. So that's really exciting to be able to partner with our local schools and put an educational program like this together.
You know, I can imagine what the kids' reaction is to this, but what are the Eagles' reaction to this?
It's the same as my reaction. Like, ooh, wow. So, yeah, you know, the Eagles are used to it. The Dickerson Park Zoo does a wonderful job. All of their birds are rescue birds, so they don't fly. We also incorporate World Bird Sanctuary, which brings eagles in as well for the actual event. And they do their shows over at Osage National. And you can go to the Lake of the Ozarks Eagle Days webpage and have all of this information on there, because it is quite extensive. But we have programs on the hour every hour over at Osage National with the Eagle. And then we also have programs every hour on the half hour at Heritage Elementary School of the Osage, which includes the Eagle. But we also have Owls of Missouri, that is a program that incorporates the four Owls of Missouri, obviously. And then Day Shift, Night Shift, Garbage Gal, which is always a fun one, which has an eagle, a turkey vulture, and a raven. So those are some great programs. Also at School of the Heritage, we have several vendors over there displaying quite a variety of things related to eagles. We have Ameren will be there, Department of Conservation, the Master Naturalist, Lake Area Camera Club. We'll have the Highway Patrol, Water Patrol, State Parks. We'll be doing some face painting. We'll have Dickerson Park Zoo there, Adair's Animal Nuisance and Rescue, and a gentleman selling different eagle collateral as well. So there's a lot going on. We'll have the coloring contest as well, and the photo contest at both Wilmore Lodge and at the Heritage Elementary. So, and the big addition this year is the Celebration Cruises out of Bagnell Dam is going to be doing some cruises, eagle viewing, and we're looking at that. It's Saturday at 1 and 3. And Sunday at 2. Mm-hmm. So those will be everything else as far as Eagle Days goes is free. There will be a small charge for that particular venue.
And so, that's going to be weather permitting, probably.
It'll
right?
be weather permitting, yeah. But it's an enclosed boat, so we anticipate that they'll be able to go out. You know, the colder the weather, the better it is to see the eagles. You know, they do migrate in to feed right around the Bagnell Dam area, and there's some nests over on the lakeside. So we're hoping that the people that do go on that cruise will get to see some live eagle nests. So
absolutely,
it's exciting. Also, we'll have the Boy Scouts down at the conservation area below the dam again with Master Naturalists down there building some nests, and we'll be serving some hot chocolate and stuff down there. So all the great things that we've been doing over the years, as well as incorporating some of this newer stuff into it, and really being able to have a lot more bird programs. There will be eagles at Heritage Elementary as well as over at Osage National. So we're excited. A lot of volunteers go into this. I do want to thank all of those people who do come out and volunteer for a shift for this particular event. Master Naturalist, Lake of the Ozarks chapter, does a very, very good job with this. And then, you know, obviously Ameren Missouri being a title sponsor. But for the past several years, we've had Tri-County Lodging, Above and Beyond Roofing, Adair's Animal Nuisance, and Central Bank have been some major sponsors as well. But there's about 50 or 60 other sponsors, and obviously I can't list them them all here. But please go to the website, and if you come to the event, look at the program, frequent those businesses that support this event. It's a great event in January for our businesses as well as for our residents to see something educational in the winter.
We've been a few years to it, and it's always an amazing thing to see those birds up close and learn about what they do and how they migrate and why they come back to the Lake of the Ozarks every year. And I mean, it's just a fascinating story. So if you're new to the lake area, we urge you to get out for it.
7th and 8th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. And all these times are spelled out on our website. And we put out probably 50,000 postcards with some different information on it as well as far as the scheduling goes. So lots of information out there. Or you can just call the CVB or the Lake Area Chamber and talk to a live person. We, again, appreciate all the volunteers, all the people who've stepped up to make this an event for our community.
All right. Weekend after the new year starts, give us that website one more time, Tim.
Yeah, it'll be lakeoftheozarkseagledays.com.
All right. So, Tim Jacobson, thanks a lot for coming
in.
We do appreciate it, and we'll see you at Eagle Days.
Absolutely.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
If you like boating, then I know you're gonna love BoatRadio.net. This is Mike McDowell, and you are invited to listen to all of Boat Radio's shows, like The Islander, The Boat Galley, Tales of the Thames, and my own show, The Life Aquatic. And, of course, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. BoatRadio.net. 24/7 boating shows for boat owners and enthusiasts everywhere.
And I'll tell you, the folks are listening all over the world. Germany, Israel, France, Italy, Japan, Belarus, Great Britain, Canada, Poland, Turkey, Spain, Norway, Australia, Switzerland. And thank you all for wherever you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. And those of you listening on BoatRadio.net. Hey, I was sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell you the whole story, but there's some new news coming out of Show Me Shirts, the shirt shop down in Camdenton. Screen printing, embroidery work, they do it all right there. And they also are a Camdenton Lakers apparel store. Check them out right there on Highway 54 in Camdenton, right across from Stewart's Restaurant and Central Bank. We'll have that announcement for you after the first of the year. Say, thanks for joining us this morning in our new time period, 10 to 11 a.m. on News Talk KRMS for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Have a great weekend. Get that Christmas shopping done. Talk to you next weekend. Have a good one.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.